Cornyn slams Biden admin's border blame game. Texas border business. Washington, D.C., on the floor, U.S. Senator John Cornyn, RTX, called out the hypocrisy of the Biden administration's recent attack against House Republicans on the fentanyl crisis and highlighted the president's continued mishandling of the border, including the record number of migrant families who crossed the border illegally last month. Excerpts of Sen Cornyn's remarks are below, and video can be found here. This week, the White House launched an attack against House Republicans, accusing them of turning a blind eye to the fentanyl crisis. It's tough to peel back the many layers of irony and hypocrisy in that accusation. After all, this administration has been asleep at the wheel for more than 2.5 years as fentanyl has continued to pour across our borders. I've been in too many sad meetings with too many grieving parents who lost their teenage son or daughter to fentanyl poisoning. To turn around and try to attack House Republicans isn't just dishonest, it's completely incoherent, it's cynical, and it's wrong. Last month, a record number of families illegally crossed the southern border, a record number. In August alone, Border Patrol detained more than 91,000 migrants who ended up in the United States as part of a family unit. Time and time again, the Biden administration has refused to accept responsibility. It's ignored frontline offices' plea for support. It's attacked states like mine for providing transportation to migrants to help them reach other states rather than to have them settle in our states, and now it's trying to blame House Republicans for turning a blind eye to the fentanyl crisis. This is a new low even for the Biden administration. If anyone should be named and shamed for ignoring this crisis, it's not the House of Representatives. It's the gentleman sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Senator John Cornyn, a Republican from Texas, is a member of the Senate Finance, Intelligence, and Judiciary Committees.